Cast Wealth, Chapter 12, Atoms. Summary. Atom as a whole is electrically neutral and therefore contains equal amount of positive and negative charges. In Thomson's model, an atom is a spherical cloud of positive charges with electrons embedded in it. In Rutherford's model, most of the mass of the atom and all its positive charge are concentrated in a tiny nucleus, typically 1 by 10,000 the size of an atom, and the electrons revolve around it. Rutherford's nuclear model has two main difficulties in explaining the structure of atom. Firstly, it predicts that atoms are unstable because the accelerated electrons revolving around the nucleus must spiral into the nucleus. This contradicts with the fact of the stability of matter. Also, it cannot explain the characteristic line spectra of atoms of different elements. Atoms of each element are stable and emit characteristic spectrum. The spectrum consists of a set of isolated parallel lines termed as line spectrum. It provides useful information about the atomic structure. The atomic hydrogen emits a line spectrum consisting of various series. The frequency of any line in a series can be expressed as a difference of two terms. So, nu, that is the frequency, is equal to R into C, into 1 by 1 square minus 1 by n square, where n can take the values from 2, 3 and 4. And hence the line slope reduced is known as Lyman series. Similarly, for Balmer series, nu, that is the frequency, is equal to R into C, into 1 by 2 square minus 1 by n square, where again n can take a value equal to 3, 4, 5 and so on. Similarly for Paschen, it's R into C into 1 by 3 square minus 1 by n square, where n can take a value anything greater than 3. Bracket series nu is equal to R into C into 1 by 4 square minus 1 by n square, where n has got a value greater than 4. For Pfund series, nu is equal to R into C into 1 by 5 square minus 1 by n square, where again n can take a value equal to 6, 7, 8 and so on. In all these equations, the C was referring to the speed of light. So, to explain the line spectra emitted by atoms, as well as the stability of atoms, Niels Bohr proposed a model for hydrogenic, that is, single electron atoms. He introduced three postulates and laid the foundations of quantum mechanics. These postulates are as follows. In a hydrogen atom, an electron revolves in certain stable orbits called stationary orbits without the emission of radiant energy. The second one is, the stationary orbits are those for which the angular momentum is some integral multiple of h by 2 pi, which is Bohr's quantization condition. That is, the angular momentum is equal to nh by 2 pi, where n is an integer called a quantum number. The third postulate states that an electron might make a transition from one of its specified non-radiating orbits to another of lower energy. When it does so, a photon is emitted having energy equal to the difference between the initial and final states. The frequency nu of the emitted photon is then given by h nu is equal to initial energy minus the final energy. An atom absorbs radiation of the same frequency the atom emits in case the electrons is transferred to an orbit with a higher value of n. That is, initial energy plus h nu is equal to the final energy. So, as a consequence of the quantization condition of angular momentum, the electron orbits the nucleus at only specific radii. For a hydrogen atom, it is given by radius in the nth orbit is equal to n square by m into h by 2 pi whole square into 4 pi epsilon naught by e square. The total energy is also quantized, which is given by energy in the nth state is equal to negative of m into e power 4 by 8 n square epsilon naught square h square, which comes out to be equal to negative of 13.6 electron volts by n square. The value of n can be equal to 1, which is called as the ground state, and it can increase up to infinity. In hydrogen atom, the ground state energy is negative 13.6 electron volts, that is when n is equal to 1. Higher values of n correspond to excited states where n is always greater than 1. atoms are excited to these higher states by collisions with other atoms or electrons, or by absorption of a photon of right frequency. De Broglie's, which can also be pronounced as de Broglie, but appropriate as de Broglie's, hypothesis says that electrons have a wavelength lambda equal to h by mv, and gave an explanation for Bohr's quantized orbit by bringing in the wave-particulate duality. The orbits correspond to circular standing waves in which the circumference of the orbit equals a whole number of wavelengths. But the Bohr's model has got certain limitations. Bohr's model is applicable only to hydrogenic, that is, single electron atoms. It cannot be extended to even two electron atoms such as helium. Also, this model is not able to explain for the relative intensities of the frequencies emitted even by hydrogenic atoms. So, that was all for the summary of the chapter Atoms. Thank you for believing SciPod as a companion in your famed journey of Boards and Meat. We are so honored to have you in here. To follow and share the contents you love, let's triumph together with Meliorism, the ultimate desideratum. Thank you, 3000.
Creating podcasts these days are very simple. If you want to create one, here's our recommendation. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.